Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening. Hello, welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Lease. Today, on Murder Monday, we're talking about the Rowan Baxter family. The man who burned his family alive in a murder-suicide. He couldn't let go, so he killed them all. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Check them out today at poddex.com. Use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your purchase. If you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. And now let's get into today's topic. Rowan Baxter, age 42, played rugby league in New Zealand. He signed with the Warriors, but never played an official game. His wife, Hannah, age 31, was a former trampoline champion and had represented Queensland. The two were married in 2012 and opened a gym together. At the time of the murder, they had three children. Two daughters, Aaliyah, age 6, and Lanai, age 4, and a son, Trey, age 3. During their marriage, Hannah experienced several forms of non-physical abuse. Rowan would go through her phone to see who she was speaking to. He'd call her at all times of the day to check where she was and what she was doing. He would check her account on Facebook and accuse her of cheating where she had messages from other men, even when they were men that he knew through work. Rowan would also control what she could wear. Hannah was not allowed to leave the beach in her bikini. She was not allowed to wear shorts to the gym, as it attracted other men. She was even told that she couldn't wear pink, since it was a color for children. Rowan would demand sex every night. If Hannah was not enthusiastic, Rowan might refuse to speak to her for days. Sometimes he would sulk, and at least one occasion, he threatened to kill himself. A friend of Hannah's, who is a domestic violence support worker, later said that Hannah was subject to several forms of abuse, including financial abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. When she told Hannah this, Hannah said that she didn't believe she was being abused because Rowan had never hit her. In December 2019, Hannah finally left Rowan. She took the kids and went to stay with her parents, Sue and Lloyd Clark, at their home in Camp Hill, Brisbane. At the time, Rowan took to social media and made public messages explaining how much he loved his children. People close to Hannah believed that Rowan was putting on an act. He was playing the aggrieved father to distance people from Hannah. Rowan was granted visitation with his children. On Boxing Day 2019, he met with Hannah and the children at a car park in Brisbane. When he asked about having the kids stay with him, Hannah said that would not happen without a court order. Rowan grabbed his daughter, Linnea, and put her in his car. He then fled the car park. He took his daughter to Pottsville in New South Wales. Police found them after 4 days, and their daughter was returned to Hannah. Rowan was not allowed to see the children again without mediation. At this point, Rowan's behavior became more extreme. He was unemployed, as they had closed the gym after the split, and he was living off friends. There were several domestic abuse claims, and at least one was upheld. There was an incident in the front yard of Hannah's parents' home where Rowan grabbed Hannah's wrist and twisted her arm. Queensland police worked with Hannah and directed her to the Brisbane Domestic Violence Center. Lloyd Clark put locks on the gates at the side of his house, as well as underneath the house, to prevent Rowan from getting in. A criminologist later described Rowan's behavior as escalating from regaining control to seeking punishment and revenge. This is a common pattern in intimate partner homicides. And now, as we dive into the day of the murders. On Wednesday, February 19th, 2020, Rowan hid in the bushes outside Hannah's parents' house. He ambushed Hannah as she was getting into her car to take the kids to school. He doused her and the three children in petrol, then held a knife to her throat. He ordered Hannah to drive to a tract of bushland that they knew. Hannah drove down the street and turned the corner where she saw a man, Michael Zemek, washing his car. She immediately drove straight at him. She was screaming, "Call the police, he's throwing petrol over us." Michael Zemek explained that when he looked up, Rowan had Hannah in a bear hug and she was fighting to get out of the car. Then there was a large flash and the car was on fire. Hannah jumped out of the car and she was on fire. Michael Zemek told her to hit the ground and roll as he tried to hose her off. He didn't realize that there were still children in the car. Zemek received burns to his face and hands as he tried to put out Hannah. Rowan Baxter had gotten out of the car. He began brandishing his knife and yelling at the onlookers. He prevented them from helping the children who were still inside the car. Rowan attempted to re-enter the car before stabbing himself in the chest. He died at the scene. The children burned to death before they could be rescued. Hannah survived with burns to 97% of her body. She was burned so badly that skin was falling off their burned clothing. She was able to give statements to the police, but she died in the hospital later that night. And that is all we have for this episode of Murder Monday. Let us know your thoughts on this case in the comments below. Let us know other murders that we should be discussing on this podcast. And let us know other topics you want covered on True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. And as always, if you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps upgrade the equipment that we use, hire more writers and co-hosts, as well as help fund opportunities to travel to true crime locations, both past and present. But thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.